ای خدا جان را تو به مایان مقام کندران بی حرف میرودد کلام. And the Persian woman was really mesmerized something because you will understand that without all of this stuff it will happen, but for the moment we have to talk. Okay, now I have to talk, so I have to remind you something. Isn't it amazing that he said something and now here he reminds you that, and intentionally will go the other way around. Do you remember in the second paragraph of the first story he talked about what? He talked about the different state of being. He said it's not only existence, it's a dream, then it's imagination, then there's non-existence, right? Here he will say, listen, we are looking for your non-existence, because that's the big one, because the imagination is so narrow, so limited, and worse than that, existence is so teeny little limitation. And let me explain it to you, the reason of the tidiness of existence is because of combination and counting, numbering, differentiation. Because your feeling is toward that. Because you divide the things. You look around and what do you see? Now look around you. What do you see? You open your eyes and look around you. Look around you, really. Look around, what do you see? None of you will see Xavier. And all of you will see that wall, that ceiling, that platform, that chair, that speaker, one by one, right? And only the surface of it, right? Do you see inside this wall? I do. That's my job, I know what's going inside. But you don't care. Do you see all these pipes? Huh? Normally you don't want to. And normally they are covered. I'm the serial architect, I expose them, but I painted them the same color. Not to attract the vision, but I expose it because we have the higher ceiling now. The volume is different. But you don't see the volume. Do you? No. Why? Because the logic is incapable of seeing everything and knowing everything. You go little by little. And this little by little is in a circle around you. You don't see behind this. When you look like that, what do you see? You see so many people living higher and higher, higher in levels. This is a high rise. But you don't. You don't care. This counts for your logic. For us, everything counts. Because everything is it. Because we know that you cannot play a drum here after midnight. The people are living. This is reality. But you don't count it. And you're the logical person? Give me a break. Because your logic is egocentric and it's always limited and it separates. So the reason, the cause of narrowness is composition and number. This is verse 3096. See? And we say, oh, you should know that the unification is beyond this numbering and stuff. You see, what is he talking about? What was he talking about? Let's go back. This is how I wish you look at it. What was he talking about? He was saying the third point. The first point was you should understand the need of coming out. Second one, you should be ready to pay the price, right? The third one is, don't bring the attitude of your logic, of levels, degrees, numbers, and all that. Do not. Why? It wouldn't work in the story of the wolf. Made another story, then we'll go back to the wolf. The story was about what? About somebody talking about me and not being let in and going around and becoming narrow, then coming in, and that was just the beginning of this paragraph. Look at it, that everything happened in the first page, right? What is in the second page? What is in the third page? And what is in the fourth one? Has nothing to do with that story. That story was an opening for him to explain to you that, you know what? You shouldn't bring the attitude, your logical attitude here, because here is the state of unification. And everything counts. Everything is a part of the system. And you cannot be choosy to say, this is relative to me, that is not. Your relativity is good when you're out there. Here, everything is irrelevant. Here is only the light, only the warmth, only the comfort. And I was talking about one thing, not three things. That's how it works. So this is this paragraph. Then we come back to the story of the wolf and blah, blah, blah. Why? Because we made our point that this is why you shouldn't bring the logic. Then he will say, ha-ha. Then look around you. Before coming to, with us, look around you in your logical universe. What do you see really in logical universe? Tonight, let's say, I don't have my proper glasses and you look like a logical person. All of you should be. This is the way I learned Masnavi. I didn't let go of logic. I understood it. I realized how could I slap the logic, but let it be there. Because without logic, I wouldn't come back from logical way because I was good at it. You know what? He said, what is the logic about? Numbers and combination. That is philosophy, mathematics, and I was good at it. I needed to a logical understanding. That's when I discovered that I could have a six-year-old boy with me, and if he gets it, I get it. So I explained everything to that six-year-old boy. Here, I'll do that to your six-year-old boy. It's that simple. You see, always when I ask the question, the answer is simplest. And you know, yeah, if I was a six-year-old boy, I would get it. Here, he said, listen, look around you, you logic person. What do you see? You see a lot of logical fellows, unhappy, lost the game, and they are not successful. Learn from them. Because a lot of logical people approach this path, and they don't succeed. You have to see the sign of them. Because what is philosophy? Philosophers are seeking the enlightenment, but with the attitude of a logical person. I said, look around, learn from them. Because some of them, they thought that I have half of it, so I am half in love. Like the wolf one. Learn from that, then you will not be the fox. If you learn from the wolf, you become human, you become the lion. That's how you become the lion. To tear apart the wolf. Because we want you to come with us, remember. How do I want you to work with me? With your real animal and your spirit. Because to me, you're all of that. You're not this or that. Remember, to me, you're all. So I want you to walk with me. So I want your logic to walk with me. This is what I'm trying here. I'm following the line of logic in this poetry and I'm explaining it to you, right? But I want your logic to become a lion. How? Learn from the wolf. Forget about those mid-levels. Forget about mediocrity. Then I could show you the beauty of art. But if you come in with me like someone who is working for a gallery, a mediocre, who is looking for the market, you are the representative of the goldsmith. You cannot walk in. This is what it is. And teach your logic to forget about numbers. Forget about quantities, because we want to talk about a quality. Love is a quality. There is no quantity. Forget the quantity. How? Look at the people who follow the quantity. How are they? You tell me. The people who follow the quantity, they always need more. Right? The people who look for the quality cannot be fooled. Because more you have, more your need has been grown. Because if you have a little den, you don't need the air conditioning. If you have a big one now, in addition to whatever grows, you need air conditioning. More, not only will never end, the shortcoming will grow with more. So look at it, learn. Do you want to go in a path that more you get, poorer you are? More you get, more the distance between you and the one you want to be? Your need will grow for the moment, any of you. Do you really? Have you ever in your internal life, be honest with yourself, don't talk to me, inside, have you ever thought about, oh, what a pity I don't have a pilot, no, two pilots and four crew always standing on guard if I want to fly somewhere? Have you ever? Any of you? Now imagine becoming a billionaire and you have two different planes, two good jets made for you, but each time you want to go, you have to inform and they call some pilot and the pilot will come, and every time there is a new pilot and you don't know who to trust. You need your own crew to stand by. But you never thought of it. But it will happen to you. And if you are silly, your lawyer will talk about it and will say, this time it will help your tax bracket even. It's like that. But you never think about that. That's quantity. Here we want to talk about equality. So look at the bone and the wool of those stupid wolf, and he will not make wolf. In Persian is Gorge Ayan. Gorge Ayan means, oh, look at, Ayan means the visible. So look at this, the bone of, the visible bone of this dead one. But in the other hand, Ayan means the vision. Means look at this people with the vision of wolf. They end up nonsense because they go nowhere. Learn from them. Then, you didn't get it because I was not strong enough. To be strong enough, you make another story which starts with the word warning.